This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark, and this week is all about miracles with stories from this year's best-selling book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Believe in Miracles.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm sharing two stories from our new bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Believe in Miracles. We're going to talk about miraculous life-saving coincidences. And I think you'll get goosebumps from these stories about two women who most certainly avoided death through the luckiest breaks, ones that almost didn't happen. In our first story, Jennifer Carr tells us that she was a recovering addict. And when I say recovering, it's because even though she had been clean for 3 years, she spontaneously decided to steal a handful of diabetic syringes that appeared in front of her in an EMT training class. She says, "That's how it happens with us drug addicts. A sneaky little voice comes inside our heads and tells us a lie. The voice of addiction tells us we can drink responsibly or use a drug. But I know when I'm in my right frame of mind that the little voice is not telling the truth." Jennifer had used drugs and alcohol for 20 years until she became sick and tired of being sick and tired. And then she had been clean for 3 years, as she said, until the incident with stealing the syringes. She was not happy with herself, and when she got home, she called her sponsor, Julie, but there was no answer. She left a quick message telling Julie that she needed help, and then she decided to go for a run to clear her head. Jennifer was so angry with herself, she ran around the neighborhood pounding the pavement, and then she saw it. A brand new yellow hammer lying in the middle of the road. It must have fallen off a truck that was driving down the road. Jennifer picked up that hammer and ran home with it. And when she got home, the phone was ringing and it was her sponsor, Julie. Jennifer told her about stealing the syringes, and Julie exclaimed, "You need to grab a hammer, smash those syringes, and be done with it." Jennifer was speechless. She hadn't mentioned that she had found that yellow hammer in the street, and then it became clear to her. That hammer was there for a reason. She was not going to use drugs that day. She went outside and put the syringes on a tree stump and then smashed them to bits with the hammer. Jennifer says, "A year has passed since that day, so now it's been 4 years since I've had a drink or a drug. Every once in a while, I see that hammer when I walk into my garage, and I am reminded that a miracle happened." So that was Jennifer, and I want to share another cool story with you from our new miracles book. This one by Jenny Ivy, who is one of our regular writers, and Jenny describes the day that she almost died while mowing her yard. She says she always mowed her yard in the same order, starting with a section of lawn between the driveway and the road, and there was an ancient oak tree on that part of lawn with exposed roots, so she had to take extra care while mowing around those roots. After that was done, she would move on to the easier areas, like the lawn around the house, and then she would drive the tractor down the driveway to the barnyard and mow there. Her pony Apache would always watch the whole thing with great interest. And he knew her mowing routine. One morning, while Jenny was starting her mowing around that big old oak tree with the exposed roots, Apache got spooked. As Jenny started her second pass around the old tree, her usually calm horse whinnied loud enough and long enough for her to hear him over the noise of the mower, and then she saw him bolt for the barn. Jenny sped down the driveway on her tractor to check on him. She found him munching clover by the barn as if nothing had happened. But she was already there by the barnyard with the tractor, so Jenny decided to go ahead and mow the barnyard while she was there. Not long after, her neighbor Alan came screeching down the barn driveway in his pickup truck. He parked his truck and jumped out and ran over to her, his face a deathly white. Jenny calmly turned off the mower and asked what was wrong, and he looked at her as if he were looking at a ghost. You're alive? He whispered. Of course I'm alive, Jenny said. Dead people don't mow grass. Alan didn't laugh. Instead, he said, you don't know what happened in your front yard? He took Jenny back to her house in his truck, and she couldn't believe her eyes. That big old oak tree had crashed to the ground. Its massive root system, taller than two men, lay exposed. Its trunk and branches covered the entire front yard. The color hadn't returned to Alan's face. I thought you were under it, he said. I thought you were dead. Alan had seen Jenny mowing just before the tree fell, and he knew that her system meant she'd be mowing under the tree for a few minutes. Of course, he had no idea that her horse had miraculously spooked for no apparent reason, drawing Jenny away from that tree. I'm Amy Newmark, and I want to thank you for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Believe in Miracles, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you can check out the front and back covers and read more about it. You'll find the book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Target, Books A Million, and Amazon. Come back next time to hear a couple more stories about miracles. This time about jewelry found after decades of being lost. You will not believe where these items turned up.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.